Psalm 128, A Song of Degrees. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall a man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Oh, the manifold blessings that come from the fear of the Lord. For blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For the fear of the Lord is what allows us to depart from evil and the snares of death. And the fear of the Lord is what opens up the door for us to begin to live a life of blessing according to God's wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord brings us out of a life of wickedness and cursing and into a life of godliness and blessing, so that our labors will be blessed by the Lord, and so that we shall bear good fruit that remains and brings glory to our Father in heaven. For in the fear of the Lord and obedience to his commands, he shall establish the work of our hands. And he shall establish our goings and our ways, so that we shall eat the labor of our hands, and we shall be happy, and it shall be well with us. For the Lord's goodness shall follow after us, and he shall make us fruitful, so that we may abound therein with thanksgiving, which shall redound to the glory of God. For thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Hallelujah! Our wives shall bring forth the new wine, which gives joy to the new heart of man. And our children shall be pressed under the oil olive pure for the anointing of the saints, unto sanctification and honor. And all of these blessings shall come forth because we have chosen the fear of the Lord. For behold, that thus shall a man be blessed that feareth the Lord. And as if that was not enough, the Lord shall bless us out of Zion, and we will see the good of Jerusalem all the days of our life. Yea, we shall see our children's children and peace upon Israel. For the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, springing forth out of Zion above. And thus, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, for our days shall be world without end, dwelling in Jerusalem which is above forever and ever. And thus, this fear of the Lord is strong confidence that we shall abide in the everlasting city above, and so our children shall have the place of refuge, refuge in Jesus Christ, the forerunner who hath run the race ahead of us and entered into the veil, because he himself was heard in that he feared his Father even above his fear of sufferings and death. And so the Father made him perfect by these sufferings, so that he would enter back into eternal glory and peace and open up the door to us to enter in, so that he might be the captain of our salvation to all of us who choose to fear the Lord and obey him. For blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children. And peace from the Prince of Peace upon Israel. Psalm 128.